A Hanford nuclear site whistleblower says he's ready to get back to work. He settled his legal battle Wednesday for $4.1 million. Correspondent Anna King has been covering this case for 5 years and sat down with Walter Tamasitis in his Richland home.
Tamasitis says he's relieved to move on and...
I really feel that I have a lot of energy left, can make a lot of contributions, and I'm hopeful that there's an ethical company out there that might want a good manager.
He was one of the top managers building one of the most complex radioactive waste treatment plants in the world here at Hanford. But when he raised serious safety concerns, he was escorted out of the building. He was then assigned to a basement office, sharing it with a copy machine. Some of Tamasitis's main concerns: large mixing vessels might not stir up the radioactive waste well enough and could cause an explosion, and that the federal government and its contractors were suppressing a healthy safety culture. The federal contractor, AECOM, says in a statement that, quote, "the company strongly disagrees that it retaliated against him in any manner." I'm Anna King in Richland.